We are in Hilchas Nesiyas Kapayim and Simen Kuf Chaf Ches. We are up to Sif Vav, and we will be doing Sifim Vav through Ches. Sif Vav. Af al pi shenotlu hakonim yedeim shachris, even though the kohenim washed their hands in the morning before davening, chozrim v'notlim yedeim ad haperek, they still have to go back and wash their hands ad haperek. What does the perek mean? Shu chibur hayad vazroa. That is where the arm meets the hand. In other words, the wrist. So the halacha is that the netilas yadayim shachris is not enough. Where does this mitzvah of netilas yadayim come from before Birkas Kohanim? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's an asmachta from the pasuk of su'u yideichem kodesh, and then baruchu es Hashem. Now, it has to be water. It's not enough to use something that cleanses. What happens if there is no water? So here we rely on the shitas HaRambam. The Rambam shita is that if they washed in the morning for davening and weren't Masiach Das, there's no need for a specific netila for the sake of Birkas Kohanim. So generally we're machmer against the Rambam, that even though the hands are clean and there was no Hesach Adas, nevertheless we wash them again. If one doesn't have water, they could rely on the Rambam. As long as there was no Hesach Adas and he didn't touch any cover part of the body. Now, when is he supposed? When do you wash your hands? Just before you go up. The Magen Avraham brings down that lechatchila. The Magen Avraham holds that it has the regular halachas of netilas yadayim, which is the amount of time that it takes to walk 22 amma. That's the within that period of time one has to wash his hands, but it should not be further away from the actual duchening than the shear of 22 ammas. Now, people are makel. It could be that deep down they're really relying on the Rambam. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tovli Zoher, the right thing to do is to be Nizhar and wash one's hands within 22 Amos, in which case they should wash their hands just before Ritzei, and the Chazan should say Ritzei not too slowly. This way, it's not going to be Chof Beis Amma from the time they wash their hands to when they start a Birkas Kohanim. Now, we give it all of the halachas of netila in that you need a keli, you need kol gavra, that a person actually poured it. It's got to be that the water is did not become filthy. It's not water that's not ro'i, as well as that you have to use an entire revius. Now, also, the Mishnah Berurah holds that one should really not be mafsik in speech between washing of the hands and the Birkas Kohanim. Sif Vav, further in Sif Vav, we're in the middle of it, Valevi Yutzak Mayim Al Yedeim. The Levi is the one that should wash the Kohanim. This is the Beis Yosef brings this from the Zohar. What happens if there is no Levi? A Bechor should do it, a Petarechem. And if there are no Bechorim around, a Yisrael should not do it, but a Kohen should preferably wash his hands. His own hands. It means better off having a Kohen wash his own hands than having Yisrael wash his hands, unless the Yisrael was also a Bechor. Now, there is the issue of a Kohen who's an Amoretz being washed by a Levi Talmud Chacham. We paskin that certainly if one of the Kohanim is a Talmud Chacham, he saves them all. But even if none of them are, the Ikar Adin is that a Levi Talmud Chacham should wash a Kohen Amoretz. V'kodem Lechein, and before the Levi washes the hands of the Kohen, Yito HaLevi Yadav, the Levi should wash his hands. And that the Rama says, V'lo Nagu HaLeviim Litli Yedeim Tchila Rak Samcho Netilas and Shachris, the Leviim are not knowing that way, but the Leviim actually rely on the Netilas Shachris so that they don't have to wash a second time. Now, what happens if the Levi was Mesiach Das from the morning or touched the Makom Mechusa? He definitely should wash his hands before he washes the hands of the Kohen. The Mishnah Berurah talks about what seemed to have been a minag in those days, that they put some kind of besamen, some perfume into the water. Placing perfume into water on Shabbos or Yontif is usur because of molid reach b'mayim. Whereas to use perfumed water would be mutter because there's no isur of molid reach on the hands of the Kohanim. If you already have water mixed with besamim, and now you're adding it to other water, so the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that there's no isur of molid reach either. Siv Zayin, im noto hakohen yodav shachris uberech al netilas yadayim lo yachzur levarak hashnodel yodav lenesias kapayim. The Mechaber is saying that since the Rambam holds that there's no need for a second washing since the morning, so we are machmir and we do not make a bracha of al netila sudayim, even though we're machmir that you have to wash. So that the netila shacharis, we're choshish for it l'chumra, that it is good, so that there was no need for a new netila, so a kohen shouldn't make a bracha. Now, it should come out, according to this, that if he was Messiah Das, he should have to make a bracha. Whereas the poskim say that Chazal never made a takana of making a bracha for washing of the hands before Nesias Kapayim. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says a Kohen who is hurried Ledvar Hashem should certainly watch his hands, make sure that there's no Hesach Adas from the Netila Shacharis, so that when he washes his hands now, there should not be a suffix that perhaps we should be making a bracha. Sifches. Kishemaschil Shatz Ritzei, when the Shliach Tzivur begins Ritzei, Kol Kohen Shebebeis HaKnesses Neker Memakomo Lalos Leduchen. Every Kohen in Shul should move from his place and start walking in the direction of the Duchen. V'afim lo yagiya sham ad sheyasayim shatz ritzei shaper dami. Once someone was oka raglov ba'avoda, meaning in the bracha of ritzei, he started moving, even though he didn't get there till after ritzei, that's also fine. He can do birkas kohanim even after the bracha of atov shim chol chana lohodos. Avolim lo oka raglov ba'ritzei shuv lo yale. If he was not oka raglov ba'ritzei, he's not allowed to be ola. Now, lechatchila, somebody should be oka raglov in the beginning of ritzei, whereas any time during ritzei, an akiris raglayim is good enough. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the akiris raglayim must be after netila, because if he's only moving in the direction of washing his hands, that's not called oka raglov to go to the duchen. Therefore, he says, if a levi, say, for example, finishes shmona esrei, a kohen finishes shmona esrei very late, and if there's not enough time to go to wash his hands in the sink and come back, what he should do is be oka raglov, go straight to the duchen and ask a levi to bring him water to wash with. In a case where he wasn't oka raglov and they said kohanim, so the Mishnah Berurah already brought before the day of the El Yoraba that it's a suffix, he may really have a chiv of going up there because the din of akiris raglayim is lav davka doraisa, whereas the halacha of if they called him kohanim, he's being mevatel a mitzvah that is a doraisa. Where do we get this halacha of akiris raglayim? Because we find that by Aaron HaKohen it says that vayisa kapa vayvarchem, he didn't see his kapayim, and after that it says vayered masos zachatos. After that, he did avoda. So you see that the avoda comes after. So here too, it had to be that you oka raglav beritzei and not after itzei. The nesias kapayim should not be beginning only after itzei, meaning at least the beginnings of it, which is the akiris raglayim, should be in ritzei. A shliach tzibur that is up to ritzei and realizes that there are a lot of kohanim and they haven't all come should then take his time over the bracha of Ritzei, and this way all of the Kohanim will have ample time to be Oka Regleim Ritzei, and they'll be able to do Nesias Kapayim.